1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Survivor winner Richard Hatch was cleared of a second-degree child abuse charge Monday after state prosecutors in Rhode Island opted to dismiss the case. You know, Richard Hatch is the guy who won on Survivor. And there was a second-degree child abuse charge brought against him. He was accused of roughing up his 9-year-old son and forcing him to run. The boy told police that his father had wrapped his hands around his neck when he said he was too tired to continue a jogging session. Hatch said his son made up the story and is suing his hometown of Middleton, Rhode Island, in the state of Rhode Island for wrongful arrest and defamation. He said Monday that the announcement that prosecutors had dismissed the charges was further proof that his constitutional rights had been violated. He's suing Middletown to the tune of $1 million, the same amount he was awarded August 23rd for outlasting other contestants. Can I get some information here that we didn't get in the show prep? Is this a foster kid? He's adopted? That's different from being a foster kid. So I got three different things here in the last 6 hours. Is he foster? Foster children are not adopted. He's adopted. Okay, that's not what I was told. I was told he was a foster child, that he had this kid living at his house. That's what you guys told me. You're fired. Anyway, let me get Margaret on the line here. Margaret Gray is a nationally syndicated columnist, writes the Little Bird Told Me column. Where are you?
First of all, don't fire Mike. It's easy to get the wrong information on this. Everything around this story has been crazy, Phil. So
I was just kidding him, but I thought it was a foster son.
No, he is the adopted son of Dick Hatch, who is on Survivor. And I think, Phil, that this is so indicative of a kind of mindset surrounding people, especially when they're gay, as to whether or not they'll make better parents.
And well, can I ask you something? Where are you right now?
I'm over at a wonderful restaurant, my favorite restaurant in Beverly Hills, Le Mont Fromage, and it's on Dayton. And it's just...
Are you talking to me from the...
I'm talking to you from the dining room right now, yes.
While other people are sitting around having...
Well, everyone has pretty much finished lunch, Phil, and they're setting up for dinner. But I love to come here and write and interview, and generally when I'm doing my feature once a week on your program.
Okay, so Richard Hatch has this adopted son who has accused him of abusing him by making him run.
So I think there really is a propensity, and I'm going to say something now that is very controversial. How long have you known me?
I've known you about 12 years.
And have you ever known me to shy away from controversy? Have you ever known me, Phil?
At times, I would say, unfortunately, no.
But you've never known me to hold back my opinion.
I have never known you to hold back your opinion, no.
Right. I'm going to say something controversial right now, because controversy is something that I wear like a comfortable sweater. I speak my mind, for those of you who don't know who I am, and it's getting fewer and fewer, by the way, Phil, because I'm syndicated now in 175 newspapers.
Well, congratulations. That is, so you're up.
I'm very happy about it.
You're up from the 150 of last month.
We're very, very excited. Frank and I are very excited. But I'm going to say something controversial now, because I've never shied away from controversy. I'm not afraid to speak my mind, and that is the mark, I think, of a good writer.
All right.
I think gay men sometimes can make better parents than straight people, because I think they have...
Give us the reasons. You think gay men would make better parents?
I really do, and I think Richard Hatch is an example of that. They're in better shape physically. They have a cultured and social manner about them, Phil. They have a sharp sense of humor. You know all of the things that you would consider to be stereotypes.
Well, that's a very interesting comment that you make right there. Because how do we know that those aren't stereotypes?
Phil, have you ever seen... I think gay men would be, in many instances, better parents than straight men, because they bring an elegance, they bring a class, they bring a decorum, they bring a demeanor, they bring an appreciation for art, an appreciation for archaeology and architecture. They have class, Phil, and spell that with a capital C. And I think you saw that with Richard Hatch. As much of a conniver as some people said he was on Survivor, and as much of a conniver as some people may say that he is in real life, Richard Hatch, the winner on Survivor, I thought was elegant. And I
this is a little 9-year-old. It's very, very possible that he's an elegant man, and he seems to be very intelligent. There's no doubt about that. But this was a charge brought by a 9-year-old adopted son. He says he's getting him out there and jogging him.
Phil, if this boy is, you have a father who is gay, so automatically he's going to stay in shape. I don't know why that is.
Why is that?
I don't know. But gay men are in such terrific physical shape in terms of working out, lifting weights, jogging, body fat at an all-time low. What a wonderful man to have as a role model. If you are a fat, little, and God forgive me for using this word, I'm a mother, Phil, but I really think it's applicable in light of this charge that was brought against Richard. When you're a fat, little, 9-year-old turd, and forgive me, Phil.
Okay, that kind of language.
Forgive me, but I really think it's applicable. This little turd turned in a man who adopted him. He is a chubby, fat, little overeating 9-year-old, not unlike most other children in America. And
well, the physical discipline of kids in America, we can debate, okay? I've got 4-step kids.
Then you know what a challenge it is to keep them and keep their hands out of a refrigerator. Am I right or am I wrong?
That may very well be right. I just want to ask you, because you say that as a gay father, he's more mindful of this kid's physical well-being.
Because gay men have a culture and a decorum and an appreciation for physical health and physical fitness that a lot of straight men don't have. And Phil, I'm going to say something controversial.
And, okay, I understand that you say
it's about you.
Controversial about me?
Yes, I love you very much, Phil. I've known you for 12 years. You are, and when it comes to physical health, an abomination before the eyes of God and man. You know that, don't you? You know that, don't you? It's almost bringing me.
I need to lose some weight. Yeah.
You're an abomination, aren't you?
I need to lose some weight.
All right. And are you straight or gay?
You know that I'm straight.
I know that you're straight. But for the benefit of the audience, are you straight or are you gay?
I'm a straight man.
And you are in terrible physical shape, aren't you? You're fat. You get winded. You're bald. You can't dress. You bring no elegance, really, to your life, do you? And you're a very talented man, Phil. But you bring no elegance. You bring no decorum to your life, do you?
I suppose in a lot of ways I'm remiss.
Do you think you're a good example to your children when it comes to physical health?
No, I do not.
That's what I'm talking about. And Richard Hatch, as a gay man who is in great physical shape, is a great example to the fat little, and let me say it again, and please forgive me, that fat, filthy little turd that turned him into the police, said that he was abusing him when all he was trying to do was save the child's life. I'm angry, Phil, and I don't shy away from controversy, and I'm not now.
Phil Hendry Show here, and you're saying some rough things.
It's difficult for you to hear these things, isn't it?
It's tough for me because I am out of shape physically. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, syndicated columnist, talking to us about Richard Hatch, the winner on Survivor, whose adopted son had the police file abuse charges against him because he makes the kid go out and jog, and he makes the kid go out and try to lose some weight that I guess the kid has. 1-800-449-8686. I guess it just makes me feel weird, because if I wanted to get my kids into shape,
you'd be afraid to get them out there to jog, wouldn't you?
Well, you don't want to force a kid, do you?
No, you don't. And not only that, Phil, you couldn't, because you are in abominable shape physically. You are a physical tragedy. You're a heart attack waiting to happen, aren't you?
Margaret, I'm going to ask you something. Can we get the...
Are you not a heart attack waiting to happen? I'm a journalist, Phil, and I don't pull any punches. I'm very controversial. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but I've got to get the story. Aren't you a heart attack waiting to happen?
No, I do not believe that.
Isn't that interesting? Have you had your blood pressure taken?
Yes, I had my blood pressure taken for an insurance physical last spring, and my blood pressure is normal. No, I don't think I'm a heart attack waiting to happen. Yes, I think I could get in better shape. Well, why are we even talking about me? We're talking about this little...
The little... And let me say it again. The fat little turd that turned in...
You've said that a couple of times now. I'd wish that you wouldn't use that word. The little 9-year-old boy apparently had the police file charges against him. It was wrong. It was absolutely wrong. I agree with you. I don't know that I could say on any given day a gay man makes a better parent.
I think they do. But take a look at that. He's not married. He adopted a boy. Trying to straighten this fact...
Don't say it, okay?
This little piece of garbage trying to straighten his fat rear end out. And what do you get? A police charge against Richard Hatch. An elegant, intelligent, insightful, wonderful gay man. And you, the straight man with 4 stepchildren, 300 pounds of donut oil, aren't you? Aren't you, Phil?
You know, this is a little embarrassing.
Aren't you 300 pounds of donut oil?
I could lose weight, yes.
You could lose weight, thank you.
All right, we're talking to Margaret Gray on the Phil Hendry Show about Richard Hatch, the man, the winner on Survivor. He's gay. He has an adopted son who filed abuse charges against him because apparently Mr. Hatch is trying to get the kid into some physical shape. This is a little uncomfortable for me because I'm straight and I'm in lousy physical shape. You heard Margaret talking about it.
And Phil, I'm not trying to humiliate you.
Well, I mean, you may not be trying, but I'm embarrassed. And you're right, I should get into shape before I get the kids out there.
I love you, Phil, and I want you to get into shape. But you are a fat abomination in the eyes of God. And that little 9-year-old boy is lucky to have a gay man for a parent.
I don't know, maybe I ought to be gay so I'd take better care of myself.
Maybe you should.
1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, my guest. This is The Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. You know, I got Margaret Gray on the line. A lot of people really took that show to heart. Some people consider Richard Hatch to be an egotistical, conniving guy. In other words, people watching television really get into the character. But you're saying that he did this kid some good, this 9-year-old kid.
Well, Richard adopted Phil. He was a foster child, and then Richard adopted a 9-year-old boy before he went on the Survivor show. This little boy was a fat tub of guts, to be perfectly honest with you. Richard went on a diet and is now forcing the child to go on a diet. I think a lot of people who watch that show are watching it a little too closely. Richard Hatch is an elegant man with a great deal of style and a great deal to offer any human being when it comes to getting into physical shape. And
mere fact that he's gay, he knows more about physical fitness.
The mere fact that he's gay, he's in shape. No gay man stays out of shape for very long. And so, yes, I say what I say because I'm very controversial.
And you're saying that the little boy was fat.
I'm saying he was a fat little turd. And I'm saying that...
And you've used that word now in description of that boy one too many times. Could you not do that anymore?
But you know what I'm saying. The little fat tub of guts turned him in. I think it's wrong.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling in to refer to her comment as far as how you raise your children. I mean, so what if you're... might be a little bit overweight. Why the heck is she ripping into you? What's her name again? Is it Margaret?
My name is Mar. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, he's talking
why
to me, actually.
You are ripping
because
into
Because Mr. Hendry is straight, and he's an obviously out-of-shape man. Mr. Hatch is gay. He's in shape. I don't know how much clearer I can be. And
well,
I'm saying
that
it's a lot...
To,
I think that
have to do with
I self? Don't think Phil Hendry can comment to me about physical fitness when he is obviously in sad shape.
You know, a lot of this kind of hurts a little bit.
I'm sorry, Phil, but you need it.
All right, sir, thank you for backing me up. Here is Virginia Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Virginia Beach?
Yes,
go ahead,
yes,
sir.
Phil. I got
Phil, you understand that I do admire you, Phil, right?
I know that you admire me, okay? You calling me fat across a nationally syndicated show.
You're in sad, abysmal shape.
Go ahead, sir, in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, this is for Margo. I have a real big problem with a comment concerning you and the kids. And
well, he's a little 9-year-old boy. He had the man arrested.
If you're gonna bring the Bible into this and talk and call Phil an abomination of God, you need
before
to check
the eyes
yourself.
Of man and God.
And no, you need to really get your facts straight and talk the Bible. Because if you're gonna call a little kid who is a child of God and Phil who's a son of God.
Oh, please. The boy.
An abomination.
Was...
I think you're more of an abomination to God.
No, I'm trying to say is the little 9-year-old boy whose father, yes, a gay man, but an elegant one, tried to get him into some kind of physical shape. The boy has him arrested for physical abuse. I think that fat little, and I'm going to say the word, but...
Please don't.
I'm going to say the word. That fat little turd turned him into the police. I think the boy ought to be taken home and walloped within an inch of his life. Remember what Dante said in the Inferno. I don't know who you are or in what way you've come down here, and yet you surely seem to be a Florentine. Remember that. Remember that. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
And yet you seem to be a Florentine.
Wrong.
No, you think I'm wrong? Fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
Thank you for your call. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I wanted to comment on...
I'd like
to
know if any of these people are on diets or know anything. Are you on a diet, ma'am?
Am I on a diet?
Yes.
I eat healthily, yes.
So you're on a diet. Eating healthily is not the same as being on a diet.
I don't...
Yeah, it is. She's on a specific kind of healthy diet.
Yeah, I'm on a healthy diet.
Okay.
I don't need to be on a particular kind of diet to lose weight.
And what's your comment?
My comment is that I know plenty of gay men who are obese, so I don't think
it follows that...
What
do you mean you know plenty of gay men? What do you do for a living?
I'm an actor. So I happen to know a lot of gay men.
Oh, so therefore you're around a lot of homosexuals. I see.
Well, I do happen to know quite a few homosexuals, yes.
How is it that you came into an acquaintance with...
Well, what difference does it make?
Well,
it really
suspect.
Doesn't.
There's a young woman who knows a lot of fat gay men. That's pretty funny.
Well, it's not
Have
funny. No, I'm just
Beach?
Saying that they're, just because a man is gay doesn't necessarily mean that he stays in shape.
That's true.
Or that he's elegant. Or,
although
or
you're
that
right.
He's better parents.
I mean, if you go to a place like South Beach, Florida, South Beach, Miami, you go down there, there's a beach there, there's weights there, there's a lot of people working out. Yeah, the gay guys down there are in pretty good shape.
That's what I'm talking about. You put a gay man near a beach, he's generally in really good shape.
And although this lady's calling from San Diego. Right,
yeah.
Ma'am?
Well, in other words, I don't know how it is you come to know so many gay men. Even if you are an actress, you live in San Diego. How many actors are down there? And why are we
There's
even discussing this?
There's a pretty large
what about the 9-year-old
community
boy?
In San
okay,
Diego.
Okay, so what is your point, ma'am? I'm not sure I understand. You're saying that gay guys aren't necessarily in better shape, right?
I'm saying they're not necessarily in better shape, and even if they were, that doesn't necessarily make them better parents.
I think it does, because
as a
it
whole.
Means they're more mindful of their physicality.
Not
all right,
as a whole.
All right, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. So their physicality, them being gay guys, in other words, walking on the beach or running on the beach or jogging on the beach or going down the beach holding hands or whatever.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Well, whatever it is that they do makes them more mindful of being physically fit.
Yes, and when you introduce into that a fat straight kid, now the guy gets arrested.
Here is El Paso on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I think this guy was leading by example, and he was not, wasn't a gay or straight issue. I'm personally going to be 43 years old. I'm physically fit. I'm in good health.
Are you gay?
And attacking people about what they are.
Are you gay?
Am I? No.
Yes. Then,
no, not.
Then why do you pay so much attention to your physical? I don't understand.
Why should he not?
He says he's straight.
Yeah.
Then why are you in shape?
Why am I in shape?
Yes.
Because,
Are you thinking of turning? I don't know.
Am
because
I
he wants
turning
to,
gay?
He wants no. to be in
I
shape.
I want to be in shape.
All right, hold on, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Take a break on The Phil Henry Show.
And just because I'm familiar with Dante's Inferno.
I know that you're familiar with Dante's Inferno. I don't understand what you meant by that quote that you're Florentine or anything else.
I'm trying to introduce your audience to a level of culture.
All right, well, we're back. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us, and she's talking about Richard Hatch's Richard Hatch from Survivor, his adopted son, tried to have him arrested for child abuse because Mr. Hatch tried to get the kid into some kind of shape.
Yeah, Richard Hatch's courage, Phil, surviving the living hell of that island, the sun beating on them, the relentlessness of the insects, the hell of the place. Richard survived that, Phil, to come home to a little, fat, ungrateful 9-year-old who points his chubby finger at him and says, "J'accuse." But isn't this typical of being a foster parent or an adopted parent? You open your home to some street urchin, and the next thing you know, it's on the phone to the police complaining that it's being mistreated. Let me tell you, this is the reason, Phil, why I did not want to have children. Frank forced me to have two children, and forgive my language, vaginally, to have a child, because the foster children mean something that isn't of your blood. I wouldn't have them. I just wouldn't.
But you didn't want to have kids anyway.
Frank forced me to have children, yes, by the vaginal process. But I would not adopt because it's strange blood in your home.
All right, there's a lady on the road in Baker. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hi, I'm driving on the freeway, or the highway, and
I would never have children.
My comment was, I don't know this woman, but that doesn't mean anything. But I think she's the rudest, most unprofessional person
I have ever heard on the radio. Can we stick to the point? All Richard was trying to do was win $1 million to give that little turd a better life, and this is how he's repaid.
I think that your use of words is terrible, and I don't know how you get away with this sort of thing.
What am I not saying?
The words that you're using to describe this little boy, so he has a problem with his weight.
Well, can I ask you something? If you spent your waking hours trying to make a child's life more quality, and the little thing repaid you by having you arrested, wouldn't you think there was something wrong with that child?
I don't know if there's anything wrong, but that doesn't give you the liberty to humiliate first the host and to make these very uncomplimentary remarks.
I'm very controversial. I'm very controversial. I'll give you that. That's how I've made my name. Do you know who I am?
No, I don't. I really don't.
That's very... My name is Margaret Gray. Does that ring a bell?
No, it doesn't. I don't...
A little bird told... You've never read my column.
Are you in the L.A. Times?
You've never read my column. A little bird told me.
Are you syndicated in the L.A. Times?
The L.A. Times, I'm negotiating with them right now.
Well, I read the L.A. Times because that's where I'm from.
What paper are you in locally?
I'm in the La Habra Bugle right now, and I'm also negotiating with the Daily Breeze. I want to say this...
The La Habra Bugle.
Yes. Something wrong with that?
No, nothing's wrong with that. We just wanted to know.
I want to say... What?
The La Habra, did you say?
Yeah, La Habra Bugle.
I've never even heard of it. You mean La Habra, California?
Yes, dear, La Habra, California.
Well, I guess both the Daily News and the L.A. Times are a little larger newspaper, and I have never read
the
column.
Well, I'm very controversial.
But I just think you're rude.
I'm very controversial.
Well, you're rude. You're rude.
But no, I'm not rude. I'm controversial.
Well,
there's a difference.
What's the difference between being rude and being controversial?
Uncontroversial means people are attracted to me, strangely.
Well, if you aren't rude, then why do you have to use these very uncomplimentary terms applying to people?
Well, first of all, Phil Hendry, who is a wonderful host, by his own admission, is a lump of fat.
That doesn't give you a right to call him names.
Well, have you seen him?
All right. I'm not exactly that fat. I'm 250 pounds,
that
6 feet tall.
That doesn't give you the right to call him and humiliate him.
Well, let's forget about Phil. That little fat corn kernel infested turd.
There you go again.
He needs to be thankful he was adopted by a gay man and not a straight couple. That's all I'm saying.
What if he was adopted by a straight couple and he was still fat?
He would still be fat because straight people can't manage their children. Straight couples can't manage the weight of their children. Only gay people.
Please.
That's exactly right.
Please, I have three children, and they're not overweight, and they're adults, and they've never been overweight.
Yes, after they moved out and finally got a handle on their health.
No, when they were at home, they've never been overweight.
I'll bet you fed them some of that whipped-up mashed potatoes, right? Some of that Sara Lee.
No, I didn't feed them mashed potatoes.
Sara Lee. Does Sara Lee ring a bell?
Salads, my dear.
Sara Lee.
Potatoes.
Pepperidge Farm. I think a lot of those things ring a bell in a Protestant home. And I think that because you're Protestant, obviously you're Protestant, right?
I'm Protestant, but I don't know what that has to do with it.
A lot of Pepperidge Farm and Sara Lee.
Well, whatever.
No, we don't eat Pepperidge Farm or Sara Lee.
Velveeta?
No, we don't eat Velveeta. I don't know what any of
Squeeze
this
cheese.
Has to do with it.
I'm telling you, if you're straight, your kid's a lump of fat. If you're gay, he's in shape. I have no problem other than I'm very controversial. And people really get angry at me because I'm controversial.
Well, whatever.
If the LA Times picks up your column, I will cancel my subscription to the LA
Times. Most straight couples have to grease their kids up with butter just to get them in and out of the bathtub. You're not aware of that.
I just wonder where you're coming from.
I don't know where you're coming from.
All right, ladies, I think we're at a stalemate here. I thank the lady in Baker for calling, and we'll move
on. Thank
you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. What are you trying to do?
What?
Making these gross generalizations about most straight people got to butter their kid in and out of a tub?
I think that to get a straight kid out of a bathtub these days, you got to grease him up like an axle. And it's sad, and it's tragic, and especially a big, fat man like you ought to know that.
And I'd appreciate if you keep my weight out of it.
Huh?
Keep my weight out of it? Would you keep it down?
What, the fact you're 250 pounds?
Would you please keep it down? I don't want anybody to know. You're whispering about that kid being a turd.
Because he's 9 years old.
I should have gone, what? Here is Norfolk on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Norfolk, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Okay, Norfolk's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Would you just, you know what I ought to do is just say, hey, Margaret, huh? What did you say? You're controversial? You call that kid a turd?
I called him a turd. There's no need for you to do that.
Well, that's what you did.
You said you're 250 pounds.
I said I was 250 pounds. I didn't scream it out to the world, all right?
Well, I really think it's wrong, Phil. And I'll tell you something. Thank God that I didn't adopt. Because that's what happens when you let strange blood in your home. And the fact that I had two children, I didn't want to have them, but I had them vaginally.
Yeah, we got that already. You know, when you whisper it, man, everybody knows.
What, the fact that he's a turd? Or the fact that I had my children vaginally?
Oh, my God.
You know, you really can't take controversy. I'm controversial.
Good for you. Ding, ding. We'll give you a hat. Chesapeake on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Margaret is all washed up. She's totally wrong about these generalizations and prejudice statements that she's made about gay men.
No, I think
men.
It's very true. If you've been to South Beach, as Phil indicated, Laguna Beach, some of these areas where straight men congregate.
Well, you're taking a few gay men who hang out at the beach and using
and
them
they look
to,
good,
as
don't
a
they?
Stereotype for all gay men. I mean, all of the straight men who hang out at the beach a lot are generally in good shape. I mean, fat people generally don't hang out where they're in a bathing suit all the time.
Do you go to the beach, Phil?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's one fat man who goes to the beach.
Well,
you
I'm a straight man. I'm a straight man. I'm concerned with my health because
it just
makes good
common
sense.
You're built like Mr.
Clean, aren't
you?
We can't both talk at the same time.
No,
I'm going
to have to. I'll have to talk. Because I'm much more interesting.
Well, I'll make that decision, okay? Well,
I think, Margaret, you need some psychiatric help as well.
Why do I need a psychiatrist? Because I'm controversial?
Well, it's not just, I mean, saying something to be controversial just to be controversial
That's what
doesn't
I am.
Make
controversial.
Much,
I
just
think
doesn't
that
make
Richard,
much sense. I mean,
I,
you're I not, everything
Richard
you say is erroneous. Nothing is based in fact. All your statements are prejudiced.
Vaginally.
And you keep
okay, all right,
to
I got to get out of this thing. Thank you for your call, and congratulations on having your kids vaginally.
Aren't you disgusting? And
you're the one that brought it up.
No, I did not. I whispered it.
Well, I did too. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm having this argument with Melissa. She says that I burn through phone calls on the show too fast. Now, that's a valid point. I think sometimes I stay with calls too long. One of the fears that I have is going too long with anything. And we were just having this discussion that I'm frying through these phone calls. I mean, hi, Phil. I was, okay, thanks. And I'm hanging up on him, and on we go to the next thing. I don't know, maybe. So I said, why don't you, and I'm being really serious. I'm not being facetious. You could be in here until I get the hang of this talk radio thing. I've only been doing it 10 years. Would you be in here with some flashcards? One's green, one's yellow, and one's caution. Like, yeah, one's green, one's yellow, one's red. And I fear going too long with anything. Oh, see, Craig's holding up a sign that says, do you fear going too long with anything? Yes, Craig, even lovemaking, I fear going too long. You want to know why? Because I don't want to kill the woman. My wife, that is. All right, now look. Were you ever in the Signal Corps of the Navy, Melissa? You were. Okay, great. You remember the flag? The flag, the signalman flags? What you do is you hold up a green card that says, keep going with this call, it's a good call. Or caution, which is, it's about to really start to stink the joint out. And then red, you're dead. It's smelling like rotting fish. Get out of this call. Or Craig can do that. You know, something. I don't know. So we have a thing going on at our house, and I got to be very delicate about this. I seriously got to be very delicate about this. Okay, here it is. One of the kids is taking a class in school where the teacher referred to a book called Darwin's Black Box. Does anybody know this book? Well, supposedly, it's a book in which the theory of evolution is debunked. And I said, geez, 2 days into school, and they're already coming up with a book that allegedly debunks the theory of evolution. And not only that, but the teacher was alleged, and I say alleged, to have said the following. When my kid said, can't Christians believe in evolution? The teacher was alleged to have said, well, if you believe in evolution, what place does God have in that? Now, Catholics, you may not know this, this happens to be true, and I just found this out about 6 months ago when I went to see Late Night Catechism with that really funny actress. See, I don't learn anything by actually going to any adult education. I go to comedy shows. That's how I learn this stuff. Catholics believe in evolution. Catholics believe that evolution is entirely consistent with the so-called Word of God in the Bible. And these kids were raised Catholic. So I got a little tweaked about this. I mean, I got more than tweaked. I'm going to be honest with you. I got bugged. It ruined my dinner. When I got home last night, see, you may think that I'm kind of a jovial guy and I'm on the radio here doing all these goofy things. When I get home at night, I'm just another big, mean, surly dad coming through the door. Hi, honey. How was the show? I don't give a sweet cry. And I heard this and I said, you know something? Let me just explain something here. We're paying how much tuition? And the kid's going, and I'm suddenly in Dayton, Tennessee, 1925, and I got the Scopes monkey thing going again. Look, teach the kids some science. Start laying out this creationism thing. You know what? You can do whatever you want to do in your own home. I think it's a marvelous thing. And I think creationism is a really cool religious belief. It's neat. It's a neat thing. God came down. Here comes the world. It's a cool myth, you know? The Indians got something like that, too. The Great Spirit came along and took a crap, and everybody was here. I don't know how it happened, but every religion and every culture, they got their little myths and their stories about how the world came about. But right now, we're talking about science here, okay? The kids going to school to learn science. This ain't Kansas. With all due respect to our very fine listeners in Wichita, we're not playing that game out in California. And not to say that we got the world on a string out here. We ain't exactly brain surgeons out here either, okay? Contrary to what you've heard, California ain't got its stuff together. We got a few people who got their thing together. When you put 30 million people into one state, there's bound to be one guy that knows what he's doing. Out here, we can be just as hick as anybody else. But one thing that we do out here is we teach kids science. They go to school. They learn a little bit about the theory of evolution. And I don't care what you think creationism is. It ain't science, period. Now, am I bringing this up because I want to get a groovy talk show topic going? No, I could care less. I don't want to talk to anybody about it. I'm just giving you a... I'm speaking as a parent now. when I come home and I hear my kid laying this stuff on me, here's the way it's going to be. You can lay that creationism thing on in your Bible class. You can lay it out there when you're sitting around the Maypole and having a groovy rap session about Christian values in American society. You can do anything you want. But my kid is going to learn science, and we're going to get up to speed on this thing, and he's going to be taught the theory of evolution. Well, Mr. Henry, are you sure that it... Hey, you know what? It's accepted mainstream science. I don't care whether you think I know it or whether I do or not. I know one thing. I know one thing that science is. Science takes into consideration new information and then reformulates its theorem based upon that. For instance, they believed at one time the first man came to North America, what, 10, 20,000 years ago. Now they're finding fossils that are older than that. And maybe we're thinking now the first man came to North America 100,000 years ago. See, science changes its view. The suppositions change. The ideas, the theories change based upon new evidence. Creationism doesn't take that into consideration. That's just some cat who says, here's how it is. This is the way it am. 6,000 years ago, God farted and the world got here. And ain't Eve a smart looker, man, with that apple shoved in her face. And there you go. Well, that's a really great bedtime story. It ain't going to be taught to my kid as science. It ain't going to happen. And I'll tell you something else. I'm not a guy, I want to lay low. I don't want to get in the middle of a bunch of crap. I want to lay low, do my show, take my paycheck, go home. I just got word, we got water in the pool today. Remember that pool I was telling you about? There's water in it. This is a great day in my life. Huh? Green light. I'm getting the green light here from Craig. It says, keep on going. So I don't want to be a controversial guy. I want to lay low. I don't want to cause any problems whatsoever. But I got to say something, man, when my kid comes home and he says, hey, what's up with this? In a biology class. I'm going to tell you something. This is not up for discussion. This is not a point that I will compromise on. This is not a meeting of the minds here. Either the kid gets taught mainstream science. Now, here's what I will say is cool. You can teach him the theory of evolution and tell them what it is based upon Darwin's theories as outlined in Origin of the Species. Give them all of the academic material that they need to understand the theory of evolution. And then you can later on have a discussion and say why you think it's a load of crap. That's fine. I got no problem with that. Here's why we think it's crap, kids. But I don't want anybody coming out of the gate with statements like, and we're going to blow up or debunk or otherwise show you how it's crap. That ain't going to happen, and I'm not going to compromise on this. And you know what? Life's too freaking short. I'm spending too much money for tuition. It ain't going to happen, all right? You want to have a groovy rap session about it, you go to Kansas, go to Tennessee, go wherever the hell it is that they do that. They play those stupid games and then get embarrassed about it a year later. Not out here in California, where we got other things to do. These kids have got to get ready. High schools in California got to get kids ready for the University of California system. That's how you get accredited in this state. And I got more to say, but now I hear music, and what? I've got to go? That's not fair. Because I'm a controversial... I want to say, I hate you.